Of course, you can always see more. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
At WTUZ.com. Hey, if you haven't heard, Ridgewood Local on a two-hour delay this morning due to some high water in the area. Of course, all winter long, closings and delays all brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover. By the way, they're the Big Z Sportsman sponsor today. Extra little plug for them right there. Chuck Nicholson, GMC. I'm just saying, I'll be in the market for a minivan here soon. I'm just saying. Plugs in that I can. Is that illegal or anything?
No. Go right ahead.
Didn't think so. All right, here we go. What is number one, folks, from over the weekend? How about we'll start with the country music charts. And there's a brand new number one single. And it's this dude's first ever number one hit. The Bearded Fellow. No, not Chris Stapleton. Jordan Davis.
Oh.
And his song, Singles You Up, which I think I heard you singing earlier this morning, Michelle.
Probably. Listen. I tend to do that here.
You have a pretty nice voice on you.
Right.
With the pipes on me, we could become one heck of a duet.
I'm sure.
I tell you that much. Florida Georgia Line, Bebe Rexha, number two on the country music charts this week with their song Meant to Be. Jason Aldean's You Make It Easy at three, Luke Bryan at four, then Brett Eldridge at number five with his song The Long Way. How about this, Carrie Underwood's new song, Cry Pretty?
Yeah.
She's not crying anymore. It went from, obviously, released last Wednesday morning.
Okay.
So, went from uncharted to a top 40 hit in less than a week. From 0 to 33 on the country music charts.
Not bad.
Right now. Hey, yeah, not bad at all. And if you look at the digital charts, that latest one from Carrie Underwood is the number one trending song for not only the country genre, but all genres of music there.
Oh, wow.
On the digital charts. Actually, the top three are country songs. You have Meant to Be, then You Make It Easy. The top three. And then Jason Aldean's new album, Rearview Town, is the top trending album digitally. Of course, that was released this past Friday, the 13th. Even ahead of your girl, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Is Jason
She's
Aldean.
She's my girl.
I don't know. I guess. I guess so.
I only know that one song that she sings.
Which is what?
The one that she sang on SNL. I don't even know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I know when I'm in the car behind the wheel, I know every word.
That's when you get down.
Performance anxiety.
All right. That's when you get down. All right. Here you go. The list of when, although you and I were both up late, so we already know. But for those who don't, the list of winners from last night's Academy of Country Music Awards in a sort of rapid fire fashion. Song of the Year, Tin Man by Miranda Lambert. Album of the Year, which was mentioned last hour, From a Room, Volume 1. Of course, that from Chris Stapleton. Vocal Group of the Year, Old Dominion. Vocal Duo, Brothers Osborne, beating out Florida Georgia Line, which many thought would
they
win that award. By the way, do you have your list?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, cool.
We'll do very well.
We'll go over that in a second. The Fighter from Keith Urban and Carrie in there as well. Vocal Event of the Year. I just told you Video of the Year, It Ain't My Fault, Brothers Osborne. Body Like a Back Road from Sam Hunt. Single Record of the Year. Was that not a little awkward when he was announced as the winner?
Why wasn't he there?
I don't know.
They didn't even give a reason. Usually if somebody's not there, they give an excuse as to why they're not there.
Yeah.
But weird.
Like Nancy O'Dell just chilled for a second. She was like, oh, Sam Hunt's not here? Okay.
You would think that somebody would have pre-warned her that he's not in attendance.
Right. I was waiting for Reba to crash the stage again after that. Female Vocalist of the Year. Who'd you pick in this one?
Kelsey Ballerini.
Did you?
Yeah.
I went with Maren Morris, but we were both wrong because it was Miranda Lambert taking that home last night. Male Vocalist. I chose Jason Aldean, which was incorrect. You chose
Jason Aldean,
which was also incorrect. Chris Stapleton, male vocalist last night. Then Entertainer of the Year. I was wrong, but Michelle, you pegged that one right on the nose.
I did.
Congrats, Jason Aldean, right there. So you and Jason Aldean sharing that victory together this morning. I picked Garth, by the way, for Entertainer of the Year. Hey, some of the other ones. Who'd you pick for vocal duo? I went Florida Georgia Line there, which was
Brothers
incorrect.
Brothers Osborne.
So that one you actually got right. I had them highlighted first, and I crossed them out. That's me being an honest guy. I got Old Dominion for vocal group, so that may help.
Oh, I got
that
wrong.
Did you?
Yeah, I got Midland.
It sounds like neither of us did very well.
No.
None of us got more than like two right.
Nope.
All right. Well, better luck next year.
Yeah.
To the both of us. By the way, Thomas Rhett's dad, Rhett Akins, won Songwriter of the Year.
I saw that. I didn't know that was his dad.
Yeah, that's his father.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird that his name's Rhett Akins than Thomas Rhett. You know how stage names go.
Right.
And everything. It's just the way of the world. Hey, we're still in our What's Number One from Over the Weekend segment brought to you by Rods. Got to get to movies, too, real quick. Number one film in America, Rampage, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and a gorilla, right? That's what's on the movie poster.
That's one way to get all the money to go to you.
It looks like King Kong, and it goes from big to even bigger or something. Something weird. But The Rock's in, like, every movie imaginable.
Oh.
And that's
isn't he? Yeah, pretty much.
His best one was probably The Tooth Fairy. The best movie.
I've never seen
that. The Rock. No, it's horrible.
Oh, okay.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
I think the best movie he was in was probably Moana.
And he was just the voice.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Moana. Have not seen it.
You haven't? Do you have little boys?
Sounds like you're recommending it. They don't get much screen time yet. What do they say? Not a lot of screen time before the age of two? Now listen. There's a time or two where I have to throw a Mickey Mouse up on that screen for my own sanity.
Sanity?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? It just goes that way. The number one film last week is number two this week, A Quiet Place. And then you have Truth or Dare at number three, Ready Player One at four, then Blockers at number five. Black Panther finally out of the top five. They're at number six.
And held strong there for a while.
They had a nice long run. It's been out for 9 weeks. Of course, majority of those weeks at number one on the box office charts. Hey, that's What's Number One, folks, brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner right there in Yorksville.